From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A Virginia man accused of plotting a series of terrorist attacks against the Washington, D.C. metro system is in federal custody. As NPR's Dina Temple-Rassen reports, a 34-year-old at the center of the case allegedly thought he was working with members of Al-Qaeda.
Farouk Ahmed of Ashburn, Virginia, allegedly began planning the metro attacks back in April. That's when he allegedly started doing surveillance on a number of metro stations that he thought would make good targets. According to the indictment, Ahmed spent 5 months videotaping and diagramming various metro stations and then gave that information to people he thought were members of Al-Qaeda. In actual fact, it was a sting operation. Ahmed is a naturalized American of Pakistani descent and was indicted on 3 terrorism charges this morning. Law enforcement officials stressed that metro riders were never in any danger. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
The governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie, remains unapologetic for pulling the plug on the nation's biggest public works project, a tunnel from his state to New York City.
There comes a time when you just have to say, we can't afford it. I know it's not a popular thing to say in some quarters, but we cannot afford it.
His decision means New Jersey will have to pay back up to $350 million in federal funds it received to begin the project. A new audio tape reported to be from Osama bin Laden has surfaced on the Arabic Al Jazeera website. On the tape, which could not be independently verified, the speaker threatens French citizens over their country's involvement in Afghanistan and a ban on full veils worn by Muslim women. In Argentina, Néstor Kirchner, a powerful former president who was contemplating running for office next year, has died of a massive heart attack. NPR's Juan Ferreira reports that Kirchner's death plunges the country into political uncertainty.
Kirchner was pronounced dead this morning in a hospital after suffering a heart attack in the country home he shared with his wife, the Argentine president Cristina Fernandez. The death of the 60-year-old politician stunned Argentina's political establishment. Some analysts had predicted that Kirchner would run for president after the end of his wife's term and win. The former lawyer and provincial governor was best known for having led Argentina's recovery after its economic collapse in 2001. He also pushed hard to have former army commanders tried for atrocities committed during Argentina's dirty war in the 1970s. But critics say that Kirchner had an authoritarian streak and that he and his wife had planned to rule Argentina far into the future. Juan Ferrero, NPR News.
On Wall Street, Dow Jones Industrial Average down 82 points at 11,088. NASDAQ is down 3 at 2495. This is NPR News. France's lower house of parliament, the National Assembly, has passed the definitive version of the hotly contested pension reform bill, delaying the age of retirement from age 60 to 62. But Frank Browning reports that France's unions are aiming for the biggest protest strike ever, starting tonight.
The National Assembly approved the same bill passed by the Senate yesterday afternoon by a vote of 336 to 223. The final version includes amendments approved in the Senate giving special credits to people who take time off to raise children. And it has committed itself to examining another possible amendment proposed by socialists and the unions that would aid people who start work in their teen years and accumulate enough contributions to claim pension rights earlier. Nonetheless, the Student Worker Alliance that blocked the nation's energy system, closed schools, and interrupted train service has set a 7th national strike in protest starting tonight on selected rail lines. And half the flights in and out of Paris will be canceled tomorrow, while those students not on vacation are planning huge rallies in 100 cities. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning in Paris.
Indonesia straining to deal with 2 deadly disasters from this week. Helicopters are ferrying in emergency aid to victims of an earthquake-triggered tsunami. On Monday, a 10-foot wave swept scores of homes into the water off Sumatra. At least 272 people have died. Hundreds more are still missing. Elsewhere on the archipelago, the death toll has risen to 30 from a volcanic eruption on Tuesday. On Wall Street, U.S. stocks continue to drop. At last check, Dow was down 84 points. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.